Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 12th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is intoxicate, spelled I-N-T-O-X-I-C-A-T-E. Intoxicate is a verb. It means to excite or stupefy by or as if by alcohol or drugs. It can also mean to poison. Here's the word used in a sentence from Forbes by Michael Alpiner. The farm-to-table cuisine offers vegetarian, gluten-free, grass-fed meats and sustainable seafood options. Add to the meal a glass of wine to softly intoxicate the senses, and relaxation is guaranteed. From scents to songs, many harmless things have the power to intoxicate. At least, that is, by today's standards. The origins of the word intoxicate are less inviting. You might have guessed that intoxicate is related to the word toxic. Both trace back to the Latin noun toxicum, meaning poison. And the earliest function of intoxicate was as an adjective, describing something such as the tip of an arrow steeped in or smeared with poison. Toxicum turns up in the etymologies of a number of other English words, including the word intoxicant, something that intoxicates, and detoxify, to remove a poison from, and also in a number of names for various poisons themselves. Happily, though, today you're likelier to be intoxicated by Cupid's arrow than, one hopes, by a poison dart. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.